Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. We're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Cattle futures were higher today. We were 60 to 90 higher on the feeder cattle. Relatively slow day today, despite quite a bit of action on the outside markets. The cattle were just slightly higher. Live cattle were 65 to a dollar higher, with the December live cattle $1 higher at 104.47. Cash market currently is about 102 bid, 107 ask. There was some 103 to 104 yesterday. But currently that's where it's at 102 bid in the south and 107 ask. Box beef at midday down 13 cents on choice at 184.42. Select down 92 at 169.53. And ideas that as we still try to work through that excess box beef, that the price of choice and select is still high. But that's where it is here at midday. And the spread, the choice select spread currently is $14.89. And that was on 49 loads trading there at midday. If you look at the chart here, we are working back toward the moving average, or I guess you could say the moving average is working lower toward the price. But currently for the March feeders, it is at about 118. Looks like the latest is 117.84 after today, and the current market is 117. So as we go along here and trade sideways, that moving average is coming down. If it goes through the high 118.08 set last week, what kind of short covering will come is yet to tell.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets mixed today. We had soybeans quite a bit higher, 10 to 11 higher after yesterday's big sell-off. It looks like hedge funds have returned into buying the grains here on the soybeans and the corn. Corn was up 1 to 1.5 cents. Wheat was the weak link today, down about 2 to 2.25. It seems like the trade overall, and not just the ag markets, but all markets, are led by the maybe some consumer confidence, as consumers are coming into the market here, and that's pushing the stock market to all-time highs today, with the December Dow trading all the way up to 18,821. So a couple of really big days after that election night sell-off, the market has screamed back about 1,400 points off of the low, which is really a pretty historic move there for the equity market. 30-year bonds are down 21 today. They're about 15 cents or 15 points off of their high from a few months ago. They're at 156.10. Anytime the bonds come down, it would traditionally mean that maybe there's a chance the interest rates would go higher. But we're getting a lot of action there on the outside markets, on the outside financial markets. Natural gas and crude oil are both lower today. Crude oil down 72 cents at 44.55. Natural gas down 7 at 262. Both of those seem like they want to grind lower, or they have been grinding lower over the last week.
Justin, how can folks get more information from you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.